Again, the World Adventurers Club greets you and invites you to join its members in listening to the strange adventures of one of the younger men, a good-looking chap with sad eyes. These men vary in age and appearance, but courage is in every line of their features, branded there by tropical suns or the howling winds at the poles. And now let us make ourselves comfortable and listen to what transpires in the World Adventurers Club.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and days of lang syne? For of auld lang syne, my dear, for of auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. For of auld lang syne, my dear,
Mr. Hogan, you should have a story for us. How about it, gentlemen?
Yes, come on. Out with it, Hogan.
Let us in on your past.
You're more romantic looking than most of us, Larry. Haven't you ever rescued a princess in some faraway country, or at least killed a dragon?
Well, yes, I have a story for you, gentlemen. But the dragons killed the princess before I could rescue her.
Well,
you see, both were under the spell of an old magician.
Careful, Hogan. Keep your story out of the realm of fantasy.
Yeah. But it's all too true, Mr. Chairman.
Let's have the story, Larry.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
Let's hear it, old man.
Very well, then. Imagine yourselves in a tiny native village on the coast of Indochina, washed by the warm currents of the South China Sea. This spot was a paradise to me, a good place to rest as well as to learn many interesting things. I became acquainted with a witch doctor who was also a snake charmer, Chundra Bagh, a Brahmin of high caste. I was a welcome visitor to their home and gathered a great deal of valuable and interesting information from old Chundra Bagh. It wasn't long before Munari, his beautiful daughter, began taking a romantic interest in me, however. And one night while her father was beating his prayer drum before his statue of Brahma, Munari drew me out on the moonlit, wisteria-hung porch.
Larry Sahib, I want you to take me away.
Away, Munari? But why?
My father wished that I wed Hunya. Too many years have bent his back. The snow of time is on his head.
Hunya, the local witch doctor? Sounds more like good business than romance. But I can't interfere, child.
Oh, yes, yes. Canst thou not see me, Larry Sahib? Thou art the keeper of my heart. I will fly with thee to the ends of the earth.
Hold on, Munari. Chundra Bagh has been too kind for me to rob him of his daughter like that. Besides, you hardly know me.
I have known thee since the beginning of time, Larry Sahib. Thy face has always been before me. Chundra Bagh, race barriers, what are they to a love that is endured through the centuries?
I won't try to argue with your Eastern philosophy, Munari, but right's right, and I can't go on. What's wrong?
My father's servant. He has been listening to us.
Munari, my child.
Yes, father.
Bring Hogan Sahib before me.
Yes, father. See, Larry Sahib. The servant approaches my father now.
By George, yes. Wait here a moment. I'll try to overhear them.
Master, I would speak with thee.
Very well. What hast thou discovered?
Thy daughter wishes to go away with the white sahib. She loves him.
Oh, I suspected that. And what of him?
He is undecided. But thou knowest that man is but clay in the fingers of a woman.
Enough, enough. I wish to be alone with my snakes. So, she desires to flee. Munari, flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. Oh, I am accursed. Didst thee hear, O speckled gods? Rather than wed Hunya, she will break caste and go with the white sahib. Oh, my fatherhood is heavy upon my shoulders. Help me solve this problem.
Munari.
Yes, keeper of my heart.
You were right. We've got to get out of here right away. Gather what you want to take with you, but hurry for God's sake.
My father.
Yes, your father knows everything. Last I heard, he was talking to his snake.
Oh, I am done. Flee for thy life, Lari Sahib.
Not much. We'll board that English boat in the harbor together. You'll be safe there.
One is never safe once the poison people are angered.
What rot. Your father has been filling your head with all
this. Lari Sahib, look out. Behind me. Thou hast bound him. For what purpose?
Aye, daughter. He is to watch a ceremony never before seen by a white sahib. Bring him in here, Gunnar. And thee, Munari, light of my life, come with him.
Oh, father! Mercy! Mercy!
Peace, daughter. Only evil fears evil.
I don't know your game, Chundrabhag, but whatever you think, Munari is innocent.
Softly, softly. Thou wilt anger the yellow gods. They must be hungry, too. Munari, thou shalt feed them tonight.
Thou wouldst not have me do that, Fabia. I have done nothing wrong.
Have I asked thee what thou hast done, or blamed thee in any way? Come, my daughter, prove to me thine innocence. Caress the speckled gods with thy fingers. The banded yellow cry it first.
The swift striker, I dare not. Yesterday he was peaceful, charmed under thy spell. But tonight thou art angry.
Am I angry with thee now?
Oh, thy voice is soft, but thine eyes are the eyes of the poison people before they strike. They are thy friends. Feel as thou feelest, know thy thoughts. Whom they kiss, sleep well.
Evil sows cowardice.
Are you mad, Chundrabhag? Suppose Munari did say that she'd like to go away. It was but a mad whim.
The basket, Munari.
Don't touch it, Munari. For God's sake, Chundrabhag, have some understanding in your heart.
The basket, Munari. I am waiting, thy father.
Don't do what he says, child.
Let me go.
I must obey my father, Lari Sahib. It is the law.
That is right. Raise the cover, Munari. Let not thy hand tremble.
God!
See, keeper of my heart. Death coils softly, fold on fold. He is watching, waiting.
Now, my daughter, we shall see if thou art without guilt. There.
Oh! Lari Sahib! He has imprisoned my arm in the basket. Help me. Help me.
You devil! You madman!
Oh!
Munari! Munari!
Oh! It is all there, Lari Sahib. The snake has kissed me. Those whom they kiss sleep well. But not forever.
Munari. Dead. You murdering devil, you!
Better death than defilement of caste. I am lonely. I am old. But one who lives long sees all things pass. The long days will come, the sudden twilights, and I am alone. But better this than dishonor. Take him away to his people, Gunnar, and leave my dead to me.
That was tragedy, Larry.
Chunderbug's servants took me aboard the English boat in the harbor. I wanted to return, but the captain were the natives. Poor little Munari.
But she said she wouldn't sleep forever.
Fortunately, you all know something of the mysteries of the East, gentlemen. Perhaps she was right. Maybe we two shall meet again. Some other time, some other place.
And so another strange adventure has been told. This time a tender love story ran through the scarlet cloth of intrigue like a thread of gold. Join us again at the next meeting of the club to hear of their strange adventures in strange lands.